Well, the hologram, I've got a private session with Ian talking about the Wikipedia or dictionary definitions of the hologram and the holograph are not accurate. So Ian recommended a new word, the hologrammy. And the hologrammy, which is pretty hard to figure out what it means, but I'm trying to get at that. There's something here that makes it all about me, and I got myself in that position. And if I've been around for billions of years and competing with other people to get themselves in that position, then I pulled it off, and you're talking to the Wayne Gretzky, the Sidney Crosby of World Empire, multi-universe, blah, 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 building, Bob the Builder. That's the thing we're talking about.
It's more like the Hall of Famey, Bob. Because there's a lot of.
Okay, you guys asked Ian to define hologrammy.
Ian, what's a hologrammy, please?
It's the box that the hologram is engaged inside of.
Ah, see, it's a larger frame. The hologram is inside that. The hologram is the bigger frame.
Is that the dodecahedron?
Can we get out?
No, not as long as I'm in charge. That's part of the game.
Funny, Bob. Not funny, Bob.
These sound like the arguments of the gods.
It's not funny, Bob. We don't like this idea.
Are we all holograms within your hologram, or are we just segments of your hologram?
I am the hologram, and you are mere holographs or holograms.
Dangling ganglia, Bob, is really
okay,
what you're saying.
Okay, so where's Ion in the hologrammy? Are you in the box outside the hologrammy box, Ion?
We'd be the laser.
Aha! Oh, laser beam, guys.
Oh. There you go.
And I'm the one aiming the laser.
No, aren't you the refractor or the reflector or that laser?
No, I'm not. I'm bigger than the hologrammy.
Oh.
Bigger in quotes. I'm outside.
In a hologram, does the laser create the images?
Yes, the laser in the is part of the hologram or the holograph, but. If you control that laser beam, you're on the hologrammy level. You're controlling Ion, the laser beam. So you guys are just building your own hologram awareness. But you're doing it within inside my box. And I'm looking around at other guys doing their boxes in the hologrammy, just outside the hologram position, and I'm taking pot shots at them. Why is the universe so, quote, competitive, Ion?
The race to the bottom, Bob.
Yeah, well, do ascended people compete for something?
No, don't have to.
No.
They don't have to.
Yeah, but by not competing, they get more and more power, correct?
That's correct.
Right, so the smaller and inconsequential you become, you're on your way to getting the hologrammy status. See, that's the paradox. You can't work towards it. You just have to ignore the whole fucking thing, act dead, and you get more and more power. And that's what I do. I sit around, do nothing, and acquire power.
Good.
You're just feeding off all the hologrammies, though, Bob. That's the power you're getting.
Yeah, so it's like what some of the religious traditions say. You know, you're constantly unlearning, constantly not allowing your mind to get you screwed up in petty little plans. And so Ion says the more you do that, you're activating your non-physical or the stuff you're almost not aware of that makes you more and more powerful, and then all of a sudden the world does bend your will, and then the whole world's bend your will, and then you're partying with Saint Germain, and you realize he's an asshole, and you give up on that, and then you get even more power.
Okay, so Bob, here's a question. Ian, so what's with the shakeup of the world? I mean, what's with the EMP and the water and the this and that? Well, what's that about?
The shifting change of the world as you know it.
Okay,
it's changing the laser beam. So, Ian, yes, I'm changing the world. I'm causing that.
Bob, you're ascended. What I'm trying to say is
Yeah. I'm not even, you know, this is the difficult point. I'm not doing it, but I am doing it because I've been nothing for so long because you can't stop ascending. You can't stop acquiring power.
No, you can't, Bob, but those wishing to ascend,
they don't get it.
They don't get it.
If you try to ascend or have images of what ascension is, you won't get it.
No, I get you there. I understand. But those people that ascend, okay, those individuals that get back their power and they ascend, all the rest will become irrelevant. Whether there's EMPs or there's water or whatever's going on, earthquakes and fires, etc., will make no difference in the grander scheme of things. Is that right?
Right, Ron? But the creative force in our being, out of our words and atoms, continues making. So you are ascended, you're still going for more. You just have to be more subtle about it.
And is the hologrammy an upgrade to the empire?
It's a good question.
Did you say equal to the empires? What did you say?
No, upgrade. An upgrade to the empire.
Yeah. That we're constantly upgrading yourself.
Empire.
So, Ion, you get what I'm trying to say. Is that the right scenario to say it? You keep upgrading yourself.
Well, it's close.
Like Ira in the game.
It's close, right? It's not what he said. It's close.
It's glib because it's too simplistic, but it applies because it speaks to the directional capacity of how long it took you to get this far. Yeah, up and down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. The snakes and ladders.
Okay, so the ascension process is helped by doing the OA movements. So in those movements, you're getting a sense of your own physical power. Is that right, or are you harnessing another power in order to command the angels?
Yes.
The OA gesture would be forms of nothing.
Meaning, Bob? What do you mean?
Well, you can't stop making gestures or creating. You just can't stop it. So the more you're attuned to not directing it, or directing it by not directing it, then there's more and more invisible gestures. It's like Plato's archetypes that aren't in matter. So more and more using forms of nothing that keep expanding, imploding, being productive.
Okay, Bob, so does ascension then open a portal, a door to all-knowing?
Those would be early forms of ascension, immature forms.
So how then does the OA movement assist in that process?
It's not helping the process. That's to get control over the angels.
And then? So you have legions of angels and you have control...
Yes, that's what God does.
Yeah, angels are forms of the invisible. It's a form, you're working with nothing, angels, and they align with you, do your bidding as you move into other realms that don't even need angels.
So what you're doing is you're destroying your biases all along the way, Bob.
You're unlearning. You're catching up with the speed of awareness. Cosmic awareness said we live at one quadrillionth of a second, something like that. So you get more and more in touch with that speed of momentary shifts.
So
you wouldn't have time to eat. You wouldn't have a form to feed.
No.
That's why you wouldn't eat.
I hear you. So seeing the unseeing or the unseen with these lying eyes is what you're saying is that process now becomes, if you're living in one quadrillions of a second, it's that visual bias thing goes away and you're now able to see more clearly.
Yeah. Goes away. You're going nuts on the chat line. Amy, this is the best conversation. A wow moment. That's right. No one's ever heard anybody talk this crazy.
Yes, because it's like what we hear about Solomon, the King Solomon.
Yeah.
Is what we were supposed to do, or we are supposed to get to, like, he could talk to all types of entities and build anything he wanted.
It's like when we ask Ayn how to do something, Ayn's aware that all levels of ascended beings are listening. Right. And so they know some of the ways to do it. Others here don't. And so Ayn uses silence to communicate to all levels whatever they're going to add from what Ayn implies as it emits iridescence.
I got you, Bob.
Yes, because one of the things he did was to build the temple.
Yes.
So why would that be so important?
Because making physicality is part of the ascending process, making things. So there are things that have been made, and they're tremendous what they were. And we will recover that knowledge, plus come on and make new things. Like, we're making, Ina said that the shoe bread we've got, that the Kowathnites had, we got a better shoe bread now. Or Bob's hologram is moving ahead with even more fucking patents. I mean, people can't keep up with me. Saint Germain, Melchizedek, Jesus, they all gave up. And we got Ayn here. We've never had a conversation before. We have, quote, God on the sideline judging what you're saying. How'd we do in that paragraph, God? God agreed?
It is. Like, there are words that the science fiction movies were. The crazy scientists wanted to control, take over the world.
Right.
You're taking over the hologrammy.
The whole what?
The hologrammy.
The hologrammy, yeah, like I took no interest in science and regular knowledge. I said, this is probably puny. It's wrong. So I allowed myself to travel all over the fucking place, you know, in other worlds, remembering what I'd already established. So you got to remember what you've already done. Like, you guys don't know the hologrammies you've made. You forgot them. Unless you're joining me because you agree with my hologrammy. You volunteered just to pretend I have an audience.
Yes, but it's like we're not even aware of things that we're doing according to Ayn. Like, he
right.
says I'm killing people or
yes.
deciding if they live or not or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah, you're not aware you're killing your father. If you allow that thought to rest in you without feeling bad emotional about it, then that allows you to get onto more improbable scenarios. Like, you're burning down Mexico. That's after you killed your father, and then you got to accept that you burned down Mexico, and then you'll, whatever the next one is, that you, have the ownership of Chambord, and nobody can get in there because you run the entrance
book. We're taking everything so that there's an address vault.
So that's what I spend a lot of my time just thinking up ridiculous scenarios. I didn't write it down. See, if you become an author, science fiction author, you get caught up in writing the book and getting publishers and going on book tours. Waste time. Just think up an idea, live with it for 2 days, and then go on to another idea. And it gets more and more preposterous.
So, Bob,
see, what I just said the last 45 minutes, none of you people would have said that. You can't say it. You can't think it. You don't know how to do it. That's where the power comes from.
Bob, it was a phenomenal frequency that you were coming in on that. I think there was just something that was just amazing in the way that you, the sesquidillion came out of you and...
Sesquipedalian, that's right.
Sesquipedalian.
Does Michael agree with you? Do you agree with Nick, Michael?
When I find out what sesquipedalian means, I'll tell you.
No. Ayn's explained it. You must have missed it a couple weeks ago. It means a person who uses big words.
No, I know.
That's what it means.
I was kidding.
Sesquipedalian is one who uses big words.
Well, I've learned a lot of words since I've met you, Bob.
Yes, but no, I'm saying, do you agree with Nick's assessment of the last 45 minutes where I laser beamed in on a new wave?
Yes, now I have to question my whole existence again.
Yeah, those invisible forms. You're going to have to revamp your invisible form.
Well, that's at least if you're laughing,
yeah,
you're learning.
You make us question our existence more than once.
But see, that's the process. Question the forms you assume you're made up of. That's what we're, that's the ascending process.
Well, I'll do what you say Zappa does. Or I doubt it.
No, that didn't get heard. Do it again.
Don't you say we should be like Zappa and doubt everything? So I doubt it. I doubt it.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, that's a good point. That's what I'm advocating. You doubt it. Along the way, you make things by accident or by sidebars, but you don't do it. So that's why when Ian says that Zappa hated music and was trying to make the perfect thing, he never got there, that's the way to ascend if you're a musician. He's unraveling his forms.